Here today with PCM head up boys track and field coach Logan Bigler. Coach, time to do a season preview for this 2025 track and field season for PCM. Let's just start off a little bit talking about kind of last year, how you feel last season went, and kind of how things went overall.
Yeah, last year was an excellent year for us. We qualified 11 events for the state meet, which was, I think, one of the most of all time in PCM history. We medaled six, which I know for sure was the most we've ever medaled at PCM history. And it kind of fluctuated from getting third place all the way down to seventh, but we had so many events there, which was awesome. It showed the depth that we had, from anywhere from sprinters to field events and things like that. We had two field events go there, and then we almost had almost all of our relays besides the distance med, and we had some individuals go in there. So last year was really, really good. We finished second in conference, just shy of Nevada. It was an awesome meet. Came down to the wire, and there's a it was just a really, really good night. It was a fun night, even though you come on the downside of it. But getting second, that was probably our highest finish, I think, if I remember correctly, in like 15-ish years, which is absolutely big time. And so overall, there was a lot of progress throughout the year, and we were kind of hitting at all cylinders. We broke three school records last year, 4x1, 4x2, and sprint med. 4x1 was at the Drake Relays, and then 4x2 and sprint med were at the state meet. And so when you're clicking on all cylinders and you're still running fast at the end of the year, you know, that's all you can really ask for as coach.
You know, going forward to this season a little bit, can you kind of highlight maybe a couple of them key events or individuals that'll be coming back for you this year?
Yeah, I think the noticeable one, maybe the most, you got three out of the four shuttle hurdle team from last year, with Gavin Van Gorp, Jake Winters, and Jaden Hauser. Adrian Robbins, he was hurt last year, but he was on our state championship team 2 years ago. So, I mean, you kind of have four there. We're replacing Griffey, who was kind of our Swiss Army knife for last year. But you got a bunch of good pieces there. Riley Graber was a three-event qualifier last year. He's back. He's kind of our Swiss Army knife this year. He could do anything from 1, 2, 4, and 8. Evan Jones is back. He was a four-time state qualifier event last year, medaled in three of them. He'll be a junior for us. He's a 1-2 guy. And there's a couple other sprinters, I think, in the mix. And Tad Wilson was kind of our number five guy last year, who just kind of rode the wave with all those good seniors that we had last year, and learned a lot. And he's back in the mix. Distance guys that were young last year, and I would still consider us young. We only have one, we had two seniors, out of a group of like, I think maybe 10. And so they're back. They, our 4x8 team was about 3 to 4 seconds off the state meet last year, which they didn't even think was in contention. And the fact that they're back, they're really, really hungry with everything we got going on.
Yeah, you look at kind of the very start of the season, kind of when you get into practice, kind of sneaks up on you a little bit. But kind of what's this early part of the season like, and then start with some indoor meets a little bit?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, with the success that we had in the winter sports, I mean, basketball, it ended on a Thursday night, and we had our first practice that next Monday. Wrestling, if they're in the state meet, like one of our heavyweight, Ken Clark, he was in the state finals that Saturday, and practice was that next Monday. And so I usually give them a week off, basically to go recoup, get their bodies right, get their mind right, focus on school for a little bit because they've been missing. And I would say yesterday was probably the first time we had our full team. And so you kind of, it's a little bit of mixing and matching, but the fact that we have everybody together now is awesome. You kind of see the competition starting to grow before the indoor season starts next week.
Do you feel like the success that PCM has in other sports, and the fact that a lot of your athletes participate in so many other sports, that's kind of a testament to the success of PCM track and field?
Absolutely. I always say track and field is probably one of the best supplemental sports to any sport known to man. Because in any sport that you do, you need to be bigger, you need to be faster, you need to be stronger. And, you know, track's kind of about speed, but it's also about power, depending on what you got going on. And that works for any sport. Whether it's basketball, football, cross country, baseball, you name it, I think it's a fantastic sport. And I think the more people you see go out, our numbers keep growing. We're almost at 50 kids out on the boys' side. And when you start getting up in those numbers, like, you start to see the buy-in across the board.
You know, as you kind of are in the month of March, and how do you guys kind of navigate the weather? You know, you have some days that are cold and rainy, but then you have some days that are really warm and nice. How do you kind of find that balance in practice?
Yeah, it's tough. I think us as coaches, we spend some time trying to figure out what the weather's going to look like, try to plan ahead. It's not always ideal when, I mean, you're getting a rainstorm and a snowstorm potentially in the middle of March, but some days we're outside and we take advantage. I mean, yesterday we took advantage of the sunshine and things like that, and then some of the days that you're stuck inside, you still get work done, but it may not be what it would be like outside. So there's different ways to go about it. Depending on the workout, we're still getting stuff in and we're still getting better.
Well, Coach Bigler, kind of before we close up and previewing this boys track and field season, any final thoughts from your end, and also just kind of how the community can support these kids throughout the season?
Yeah, so we're going to have three home meets this year, and they're all co-ed, which is going to be awesome. In the past, we've had one co-ed, one boy, one girl, and the single meets, the boy and girl, we switch those to co-eds. And there's a Jolger invite early April, and that's never ever happened. It's always gotten canceled, and we always make a funny joke with Joel, but the fact that that's coming up pretty quickly after spring break, we'd love to have people out. And then once the sun starts shining late April, early May, we're going to have two meets. It's a Monday, Thursday, that people can come support and come watch. And it's a great event to see all of our athletes show what they can do.